Queensland, in 10 days' time, will make a historic decision. Who's going to govern the state for the first four-year term in the history of Queensland? A time when we will go to fixed terms. It's going to be an important time. Before I get started, I do have to make a declaration to everyone who is listening, as well as in the studio. I am an employee of the Electoral Commission of Queensland on Election Day, Saturday, November 25th. I am the booth supervisor for the booth of Intrepilly East in the Electoral Division of Maywa, which happens to be my particular electoral division. So I have to remain completely and utterly neutral. So everything that we're talking about tonight is done fair and square. Kamala Emanuel, Socialist Alliance, welcome to Triple Z and Queer Radio.
Hello, and thanks for having me here.
You're standing in a seat which probably with South Brisbane is, you know, a green field area for socialism. Why, though, do you want to stand for Parliament? Why do you want to be elected to the Queensland Legislative Assembly?
I want to be elected to be able to further the goals of building a political alternative to the status quo. So Labor and Liberal have been governing in Queensland, as around the rest of the country, with an agenda that doesn't put people first. It puts the big corporations first. And I think it's important to build a clear alternative that is about putting people before profits, and it's about standing up for the environment.
So what are some of these alternatives that you, as a candidate for the Socialist Alliance, are offering?
So the top three priorities with our campaign are campaigning to stop the Adani coal mine, campaigning for decriminalising abortion, and campaigning to expand public housing as part of the kind of package of trying to do something about the housing crisis that many people face. So as far as confronting opposing the Adani coal mine, our approach is to have renewable energy. So we want for there to be 100% of our energy being from renewables. Yeah.
Adani is a very hot button item. How are you finding the people that you've engaged with in McConnell, their reaction to something which isn't in Brisbane? It's a very long way away. The Carmichael coal mine is in North Queensland. It's projected to provide a lot of jobs. It provides energy security. What are the people of McConnell saying to you?
So there's a range of opinions, of course, but a lot of people care a lot about this coal mine, not only because they can see that there's something very dodgy going on about a company that's got a pretty poor environmental track record, and it's got a track record of siphoning off money, public money in India, but also because climate change is not something that sees borders. It's not something that it's just over there in some other part of Queensland. Climate change is something that affects us all, and many, many people, especially young people, care a lot about our doing something about climate change. And the idea that we can have energy security in a warming world that's based on coal is just it's just not true. We can't have energy security where we've got if we've not got a secure climate.
So another thing that's on a lot of Queenslanders' minds is the price of electricity. What do you think can be done about that in Queensland so that we don't have hugely rising air conditioning prices, etc.? Being, you know, much hotter up here, I guess, than some places around Australia. Some places it's colder, but, you know, regardless, we need to keep our energy prices low. What do you think we can do about that?
So we need to have the public provision of services for the public good, as well as for environmental protection, as the driving priority, so that we can put the money into rolling out renewable energy, which a lot of people are aware that the costs of renewable energy per unit are going down compared to fossil fuel. So so that's one aspect, is that the costs are simply going down. But the other is that if we provide it publicly as a public service, that it's not for that it's not for profit, then directing it so that we're meeting communities' needs and tailoring it, because it's actually true. We do need to have we need electricity. We need prices to stay down, and that's something that by having it in public ownership, we can determine what the prices are for the you know, homeowners.
Specifically for the diverse and gender and sexuality community, Kamala, there are a number of issues that are still not resolved at state level. One of them is state divorce laws, which still force people who have transitioned to get divorced. Now that there may be a form of marriage equality, we are yet to see what the federal government offers us. What can you, as a Socialist Alliance candidate, if you're elected, do to improve the broad, I suppose, there's a number of things, that's one of them, but the broad fairness for the queer community?
So I'm very pleased to have been a part in the areas that I've lived over the last 13 years of the campaigns for marriage equality, and to have worked alongside other Socialist Alliance members, as well as a whole lot of people in the community to fight for marriage equality. And as a Socialist Alliance member in Parliament, what I would do would be to use the platform that Parliament provides to help build the grassroots campaigns that are the only way that we ever get real progressive change. And it's been the dogged persistence of the queer community that has meant coming out time after time after time after time in these wonderful celebrations of strength, but also these attempts to build support in the wider community, and that has broken through on the question of marriage equality, because it has been that campaigning over more than a decade that has won through. Building that kind of a campaign is what I see a socialist in Parliament doing. It's to put forward legislation. One member of Parliament can't pass the legislation. So what one member of Parliament can do is amplify the voice of the street. And that's really our project, the Socialist Alliance project, is a project to build the community grassroots campaigns to use the megaphone that that Parliament provides and the resources that Parliament provides to strengthen the campaigns, which is where people's power really lies.
There has been a movement in the last year to 2 years. I was reading an article today about an interesting move in millennials towards socialism, but not in the traditional way. There's a lot of online, there's a lot of groups meeting, there are it's an interesting thing, because they've supported Bernie Sanders, who really is quite an establishment candidate in the United States, and Jeremy Corbyn, he's a major establishment party figure, but they're rallying around those sort of figures. Even the new Prime Minister of New Zealand, Prime Minister Ardern, she's criticising capitalism using very socialist language. Are we seeing a rebirth of socialism?
I think globally, yes, because capitalism hasn't got the answers. Corporate greed is trashing the planet. That's totally clear. And climate change is the clearest example of that. But there are many others. And the idea that 1% that people mobilised against when Occupy was on, the idea that 1% can keep on wrecking our society just doesn't wash with people, and particularly young people who've got a world to lose with the climate crisis and many other things as well. So I think people are looking for some kind of alternative. And, in the wake of the collapse of the Soviet Union, I've just read something in.
I'll wait for you to cough, because
I'm so sorry.
It seems activism certainly takes your voice away. Yes. I know, been there. So, we are nearly at the end of your 10-minute period, but two things I want to touch on briefly. Queensland has some fairly restrictive abortion laws. Mm. I know that you are strongly in favour of liberalising those. How far do you want to go with abortion law reform?
I want to see abortion made not a crime, and I don't think it needs any other specific laws. I think it just should be completely removed from the criminal code, and the decision should be left in the hands of the woman or pregnant person.
This Queensland election, apart from moving towards the fixed terms, it's a return to what we do federally, which is every number or every box must be numbered. It's full preferential voting. What are you doing with your preferences?
So we're encouraging people, obviously everyone votes for themselves, but we're encouraging people to put us number one as the strongest message to say that what we want is something that puts people before profit. Put Kirsten Lovejoy number two from the Greens, then Labor, then the two independents, then the LNP. And that's basically a left to right vote. It means that if we don't get in, hopefully Kirsten will get in. If she doesn't get in, then it'll be great. Basically, it's sliding scale.
From the least worst to the worst, I suppose,
yes.
Is the way people look at when they go to vote.
Yeah.
Kamala, thank you very much.
Thank you for your
Socialist
time.
Alliance candidate Kamala Emanuel, standing in the seat of McConnell.